the pros and cons of having that much detail in the budget bill. Mr. Chair, that concludes my remarks on recommendations for this budget.
Just a question of staff. In all the budgets, quite some time ago, I got approval for 1% out-of-state travel. So that 1% was added to what I think you mentioned. So it's a total of 10%.
That's correct.
Reduction. Because I don't want to be unfair to budgets that we're all been cutting 1% out of, but it is in the total. And that's out-of-state travel. You probably covered this, but is there also in-state travel amount, or was that reduced?
Mr. Chair and Senator Clarno, this does not specifically address in-state travel, only out-of-state travel.
Sorry.
I have a question on travel also. Out-of-state travel, does that include foreign countries travel, or includes that?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair and Senator, yes, it does include that.
Mm-hmm. Another question. So what is the purpose of their foreign country travel? Is this to share knowledge, to network with other countries? Do they have a certain purpose that they have to stay within?
Mr. Chair and Senator Yee, certainly the travel should be related to the goals and missions of the agency. I can't speak for each individual out-of-state or foreign trip that may have been taken by commission staff, but it, in general, I would say it does involve sharing of information, networking, and gaining knowledge and insight into the industry that's involved with that particular trip. I'd say that's just a general description.
Hope the new commissioners will be more prudent on their foreign travel.
I suppose the chairman approves the travel.
Mr. Chair and Senator Yee, actually with that kind of travel, a request has to be made of Department of Administrative Services, and the executive director over there actually has the ultimate authority to approve or deny that travel.
Is that sufficient, Senator? Representative Johnson.
Mr. Chair, while I would be happy to move each line item of the LFO recommendation, I would accept, if it is acceptable to the chairman, the opportunity to move the LFO recommendation for House Bill 5036 in toto.
Thank you, Representative Johnson.
Mr. Chair, would the chair entertain amending the LFO report to accept a conceptual budget note prior to moving the budget, or would you like to amend it after the budget?
I'm sure the co-chair, I'll follow your lead.
And, I would withdraw my
motion
to accommodate whatever order the co-chair would like to do.
Whichever order.
It seems to me, Mr. Chair, our orders are that we can't do that unless the co-chair...
Well, they had a meeting back here in the back.
They did.
So they did. You missed their meeting. Why don't we just do this first?
Yeah. Okay.
So we are going to vote on the LFO recommendation, including the amendments to House Bill 5036.
And including all the budget notes.
Including all the budget notes and everything in reference to the Sue McGlashan May 10th, 2001 memo to our committee. Any opposition? Seeing none, so ordered. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I would like to address several items. The first one does have to do with regrettably having to chastise Mr. Gary Bauer for getting this budget note to us so late. On the other hand, I think that's offset by the great debt of gratitude I owe him based on a lovely meal he provided I and my wife on the south side of Chicago during an NCSL conference. We were literally in the territory where bad Leroy Brown, you know, hangs out. But on a more serious note, if I may, I'd like to conceptually amend the LFO report to include a budget note that indicates that special masters should be utilized whenever possible and appropriate, and that if on the reline of their consulting account, if those funds become, I don't want to say dangerously low, but appear to be depleting at a rate faster than they anticipated, that they should approach the emergency board in a, and this is a key word, a timely manner, since e-board activity sometimes can take up to 3 months. I don't know if that's clear. I do have a written document here that we can submit for Ms. McGlashan's inclusion in the report.
Ms. McGlashan looked at that. Chair Butler had been working on the special masters issue with not only Mr. Bauer, but several utilities. I think the people feel like it's a good concept, and so that's why Representative Butler asked that, Mr. Chair asked that be brought forward. So, in concept, the co-chairs have met off the aisle.
Okay, and they do have sort of a written concept?
Well, the concept basically is if the funds are running low for the special masters, there's already money in the budget in professional services. Is that correct, Sue?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, there was a package in the agency request budget that would have provided limitation for this issue. It was not included in the governor's budget, so to that extent, it would come out of their overall professional services budget unless you gave them additional limitation specifically for the special masters issue.
And the concern with the utilities, I think, is that they like the concept and they would appreciate that if those funds run too low, that the PUC come to the emergency board to ask for additional fund limitation in order to do the special masters program. Is that your understanding as well?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, again, you could have them take it out of their base budget, if you will, and then if they needed additional limitation for that or any other professional services, they could come to the emergency board, or you could supplement this budget with funds specifically for that and hold harmless what's in their base budget for their professional services.
So the intent was to let them do it out of professional services currently, and if they don't have a sufficient professional services, then you become the e-board specifically on the special masters.
And it's important to point out that there's no prohibition against the use of special masters, obviously. So I mean, this is an approved practice that I think benefits, you know, both the public and the utilities. So yeah, and we're encouraging them to continue to use them, and that if funds are running low, we have no idea how, you know, what the degree of usage would be.
Why don't we have Mr. Bauer just clarify, since he's the worker with the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Gary Bauer, representing Northwest Natural. One concern I have, and I apologize, I tried to reach some folks at the PUC to see if a budget note would work. I think a concern they have is whether or not this cuts deeply into their professional services account. What we're interested in is the special masters program and having the commission utilize that. They did utilize it in a case we had, and so I don't want to mess up the PUC's current budget and process, but we would like at least some encouragement of that program and continuation of the program. Without approving additional funds, I don't know that it may harm their current or hurt their current professional services activities. So I apologize. I'm trying not to mess up the fact that you're trying to help me. I'm trying to also not mess up the PUC in their budget. Another way that you could do this, and this is probably way too late to suggest this, would be to unschedule some funds, to add some funds and unschedule. It's probably maybe way too late to do that. But really what we're looking for is the fact that it will take some time if they have to come back to the emergency board. If it takes up to 3 months, that could delay a proceeding at the PUC. So what we're really trying to do is just make sure that there's a process and that the commission is encouraged to feel free to use that process if at all possible.
Representative
Jones? Well, maybe that's the way to approach this, is simply to have language as it was in the co-chair's budget, and in the co-chair's budget note, to encourage the use of special masters and absent available money come back to the e-board. You're really looking more for encouragement of the use of special masters than you are to anything else. Is that not correct, Mr. Rao?
Mr. Chair, Sam Johnson. That's correct. The problem that they had when they used one in our case is that they had fairly limited funds, and so as a result, they probably got about a third of what they really needed out of a special master.
Mr. Chair, give me a sense of the parameters. In the use of the special master in your case, what were the charges associated with using the master?
I believe, and I'm going to look over my shoulders, that they were probably in the $10,000, maybe $15,000 range. Not enough money for the special master. For in this case, it was a specialist to look at return on equity issues, so it's a very technical field. Not enough money for that person to actually appear in the hearings. Enough money for the person to review all the testimony, do all the calculations, but not be present when the actual hearing took place. So we'd like to make sure there's a, and part of that was because they took the funds out of their professional services account. We're willing to help pay. I mean, that, the money all comes out of our fees.
Mr. Chair, two points. One of them is your willingness to pay, I think, is particularly noteworthy for the record, given that you're advocating the use of these special masters in incredibly complex cases. The other thing that I don't know, and I would put this question to either you or the PUC, is whether or not there's a recognized list of special masters in certain areas, or that list available nationally. Is there an Oregon Registry of Special Masters along for certain areas of your program? Where do these folks come from? Because given the complexity of the issues that they're wrestling with and probably the paucity of special masters in certain disciplines, where do you find them?
Chair Rep. Sam Johnson, in, again, looking back at our case and what the hearings division has proposed, is it would be a joint process between the parties and the hearings division to decide on an expert, what would be considered a neutral expert to review testimony. And these are used in cases where the parties just aren't able to come to agreement and just disagree on facts. And so someone else to come in and provide a neutral look at all of that and advise the hearings officer and the commission.
Yes. I see the budget note trying to do two things. One is encourage the use of special masters, not only by the written word and the intent, but also not restrict or inhibit the Public Utility Commission in using them based on, you know, what they may perceive as a financial impact to their budget out of unappropriated funds. And I think they go together. I think it's a good concept, and I have every expectation that Sue can write this up.
And I think since every member of this committee sits on full ways and means, we're going to have a good, everyone will have a fair opportunity to look at the budget note that Sue creates. Are you comfortable with that, Sue?
I have a question. Does that mean they have to come to emergency board retroactively to ask for
not funds? Necessarily.
Not necessarily. I mean, they try to anticipate it.
Yeah, they should be. I mean, they'll look at the burn rate of their funds, and you know, I it's one of the reasons I expressed, you know, stress timely here, Senator.
Okay.
But what you and I both need to know, what was the name of that sleazy dive you tried to take? You know, come on,
Mr. Chair, I didn't pick the representative. I did not pick the restaurant. I just was one of your gracious hosts.
Any objections? Seeing that, so ordered. Can I get a motion?
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 5036 to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
As amended. Thank you. Representative Johnson moves House Bill 5036 to the full committee with a due pass, as amended with a due pass recommendation, being the LFO recommendation. Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chairman, let's just say it was offering.
Representative Butler.
Wonderful co-chairs with us today. That was great.
Well, his presence is always illuminating.
Yes, very illuminating.
All right. So at that?
How about the Senate side carrier?
I don't know. Who wants to carry? Senator Yee?
Mm-hmm. I think it's Senator Clarence.
Senator Clarence.
Because I just carry employment.
All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So Representative Butler is full on the House side.
You mean while the co-chair is talking to me, I get to carry that bill. Senator Yee, you get that.
All right. Is there any other business coming for the
conspiracy?
Yeah.
We're adjourned.